Blog Talk Radio.
Love Potion Number 9 by the Clovers, and we entitled the show today Love Potion Number 9 because that's what we're going to talk about. Enticing someone to love you, the chemicals, the music of love, and how that fits in. I'm your host, Sherry Edwards. Thank you for being with us. I'm sort of disorganized here. We're being brought to you by the studios of Sound Health and the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology. As most of you know, we're sponsored by the Institute, which is the largest alternative health center in Southern Ohio. We have changed our names, if you haven't noticed. We were breaking the sound barriers of disease, but from this day forward, we're going to be Sound Health Options. We've not only changed our name, but we've changed our time to noon. Helen, I don't know if she wants us to give her last names, but she wrote in and she said, I don't want to talk about disease, because that was the name of breaking the sound barriers of disease. She said, I want to talk about health. And so Helen, in your honor, and a couple of other people who suggested it, we have definitely changed the names. We love the idea of Sound Health Options, sort of a play on words there. And we changed our time to noon to accommodate the classes for our students, because this radio show often went over time and that interfered with the regularly scheduled classes for our students that take place every Sunday. Tommy Priakas is going to be joining us a bit later. He wrote our original theme song. We've talked about him a lot on the show. He's squeezing us in between two other engagements, so we're real lucky to have him with us. I need to change back over here so I can see people who are calling in. Remember, if you're calling in and you want to talk, you need to raise your hand. I think it's punch button number one. The call in number for the show is 347-850-1407. And we're going to be talking today, hopefully to couples that want their voice done. How do they get along? We'll be doing your voice right over the air and looking at compatibilities. I recently did a very famous radio producer's voice. He and his producer were having some trouble. And they called me up because I'd been on the show, and they said, we need some help here. Can you tell us what's going on? So here's the producer that is all over the place, very multitasker, person, and the voice of the actual host of the show was very narrow, didn't want to be bothered when they were trying to work on something. So using this nano voice computer program that we talk about frequently on the show, we were able to look at what was happening between the relationship. We'll be doing the same thing on the show. We've suggested, as you look at the description of the show, we've suggested that you go to nano, N-A-N-O, voice, just like talking, nanovoice.org, and download the program. It was created originally as a personality profiler. We see it as so much more now as we move along. Okay, I'm going to do some announcements. I need to find my glasses. And answer a few letters here. Okay, this is from Nan. And we had a similar one from Angela. And I guess another very similar one from David. So we're going to try to put these together. I downloaded the Nano program, but I don't know how to use it. I didn't believe you when you said it was free, no questions asked. It's awesome, and thanks for helping me with it online when I had trouble. I have two questions. One, are you going to have your programs on Macintosh likely? And when is the next full Nano class? I am almost in shock that almost 80,000 of you have downloaded the Nano program. Some of you report that you don't understand the program. And when we call you up or talk to you, we find out that you haven't downloaded the instructions, which are right under the download for the program. And granted, we only give you minimal instructions there. It says step one, do this, step two, do this. It's seven little steps, I believe, that you talk into the microphone, punch a few buttons, and the computer will give you a report. And any of you following us on Facebook know that we've been doing things on Tiger Woods, Rosie O'Donnell, Ellen and Simon, Ellen and Paula. There's a lot of stuff on there. So we are doing our next free Nano class February 25th. I think that's the week after next. You need to write to class, just like take a class, at vocalprofiling.com, VocalProfiling.com, to receive your invitation. It is online. And I mean, you're welcome to come visit us in Southern Ohio. We're out in the middle of nowhere, but it's online, easy to take. We only have 60 slots per class, and it's first come, first served. It's 1 hour, just 1 hour. And you will download your material, the Nano manual, lots of charts, lots of how-to. So just get in touch with Kylie's the one that will be taking care of it, class at Vocal Profiling, and she'll get you in. We're also going to hold a 3-hour class for you Nano buffs that you want to be able to go beyond just the materials that are being printed out. So I don't know exactly when that's going to happen, but if you'll stay in touch with us, check our Facebook, and that's under Sherry, S-H-A-R-R-Y. And we'll post when that's going to happen. Or you can call the office at 740-698-9119. 740-698-9119. We're open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. And if some of you tried to get us last week and you didn't get an answer, please call back, because the answer machine's got filled up because of all the ice and snow here. They wouldn't let us out on the roads. It was just an absolute mess with all the trees down. And so if you didn't get an answer, please call us back. Okay, another question. And I really didn't understand this. This is Angie, do you talk to the dead? I don't know that we've ever talked about this on the show, but I thought it was an interesting question. I do have a great deal of intuitive ability, but I don't advertise it. I taught parapsychology at the community university here for about 10 years, and I wrote my master's thesis about parapsychology and teaching it in a college setting, and how that includes the training for what people consider psychic ability, which is much more than training you to be psychic. It's training you to take away the things that keep you from being it, like peeling off all the garbage and all the socialization that said, okay, this is a bad thing. So, do I talk to the dead? Well, I have to answer that by not on a regular basis. And I don't mean to be flip about it. It just happens when it happens. Like my grandmother or mother or somebody will just kind of drop a message in my head and I go check it out. But I believe everybody has those abilities. We just kind of forgot how. But I think there's a lot of other dimensions right here. And if you look at old telephone wires, it was one voice, one wire, and there was wiring around everywhere. Now they have one wire that can carry thousands of voices because they change the voices to a different frequency, and the wire can hold all of those different frequencies and they don't interfere with each other. Well, I think that's what's happening when people die. They lose their meat and bones body, but I think their sentientness, their consciousness, is still here. So that's maybe what you're, what we're all tapping into. Even though they don't have a physical body, they still have this energy body. So it means getting rid of the fear. It means willingness to get rid of maybe somebody poking fun at you. And maybe you don't even know who's talking in your head. There was a situation that I was told in meditation, I meditate every day, that I was to go to this little small town we lived by and park in a certain spot and just sit there. And I was not going to do it. I was like, this is too stupid. It's just ludicrous. That's crazy. But the closer it got to the day and the time I was told to go sit in this parking spot, I started justifying it. Well, I needed to go to the store anyway, and I needed to get that. I'll just go sit there and see if anything happens. And especially I'll go there if I'll pull into the parking spot if it's empty. And sure enough, it was empty, and I pulled into the parking spot, and it was not 2 minutes until a lady collapsed on the sidewalk beside my van. And I was able to get out and help her. I didn't know who she was. She ended up being the mother of a friend of mine. So sometimes you feel really stupid doing the things, and I wouldn't ever do anything that told me to jump off a bridge or anything like that. But there it is. And I see Radine has called in. Thank you, Radine. I will get to you just as soon as I get through these questions. I think she and her partner have volunteered to be part of our guinea pigs today for people, couples calling in to see what their compatibility is. Okay, another question, and I got hundreds here. I'll just take the ones on the top until I think we'll go to like quarter after on this. Why do you bash us medical doctors? We have to deal with overweight, inactive smokers, drinkers, abusers, and whiners. They expect us to make them well when they won't take any responsibility for their own health. What do you expect us to do? Well, I expect maybe some education. Maybe doctors could organize themselves. I don't know, have a counselor. I don't have an answer to this, but we know that the system is not working. We have all of this munching food that people do in the evenings, and that makes them gain a lot of weight, but they're looking for something. Munching, crunching food stimulates the thyroid and the muscles that hold the thyroid. So we need to look at why people are doing things they're doing. why the system isn't working. And when we put our system together of how we can help people, if you can tell us how we might be approaching it wrong, we don't really know. We're just out here struggling to try to help, to try to make a difference. And one of the things I'd like to ask the doctor back is, do you approve of getting less than half of what you charge your clients or your patients and allowing insurance companies and HMOs to dictate how you should approach medicine? I have heard from so many doctors that they are not getting paid for their services. They're being dictated to. You can spend 5 minutes with a migraine person and 2.3 for a splinter in your finger. You know, it just seems ridiculous. Well, for those of you out there and the doctors out there, my approach has been I canceled my insurance, my health insurance, except catastrophic. I'll keep that. But I go to the doctor now, and the $70 I pay him is the $70 he keeps, and I get much better care. But I'm really concerned about some of the things that you said, abusers, whiners, drinkers, smokers, overweight. So we're going to try to do something about that and train people to be placed specifically in doctor's offices. So if you know anybody who wants to do that, let us know. Okay, next question. Why did you leave BBS? And that, it's just BBS Radio. I don't think that stands for anything. It was Don Newsom. I loved the crew, but I had two shows and I was just burnt out. I had 5 or 6 hours a day in preparing the shows. One was called Sound Health. The other was Vocal Profiling Live. And I just needed some downtime. Maybe I just needed some more time altogether, just time. You can go listen to the archives there. We did a lot of shows on a lot of famous people and what their speeches really meant. And it got, when I moved over to Blog Talk Radio, and Kelly from Bill and Kelly's show is the one that actually talked me into moving over here, it was a lot less expensive. And I think we're reaching many more people here. Here's a very odd one. Do you know of a sound that will get rid of my husband's gas? He lets go at the most intimate moments. The stench just absolutely spoils the mood. No name, please. Okay, I don't want to answer that. Are these accidental or purposeful? Are they like bellowing man noises? You know, if they're deliberate, you could try talking to him and tell him how inconsiderate he's being. Maybe that will work. I don't know where men get this idea that flatulence, you know, is okay anytime, anywhere, but, you know, it seems to be a man thing. You could also look at his magnesium, because that controls the sphincter muscles, like your mouth and the anus. You could look at his arginine. That might be helpful. Or some good enzymes. There's some wonderful food-based enzymes. And this kind of gas could be the sign of something very, very serious. If you would write to me personally at Sherry, Sharry, on air, at gmail.com, I'll try to find a practitioner near you, and you can also go to our website, NutraSound, NutraSound.com, and sign up for one of the vocal profiles there that they do each day, and we'll look at his enzymes and see what's really going on. But by all means, speak up. If he thinks you don't mind, he'll continue the behavior. Boy, this next question, I know we're running over a little time here, but I really want to get this in. I saw you on the Kevin Trudeau Show and Rumor Mill News. You talked about the network you want to build. You did a benefit for Rumor Mill News. Why don't you talk about those things on your show? And this is from Madeline. And Madeline, your answer is, I should. And one of the reasons that we don't ask for donations help with the work is I think that's tacky. If people want to help us, they'll get in touch. You know, anybody can use cash. We mostly use the donations for scholarships. And I just don't think the economy is right now. I don't think it's okay to be asking people to buy expensive things. I just think we need to put together a system, get it out to the people. Now, I really believe in this idea of Hadron's Wall. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but the Romans tried to capture what is now England and Wales, and the people in the north were called barbarians. They wouldn't mind, they wouldn't pay their taxes, they kept killing their representatives of their overthrow government. So Rome built a wall across east and west to separate north and south, and they called it Hadron's Wall. It was 20 feet tall and probably 10 feet thick to keep the barbarians away from the gentle people. You know, I consider myself a barbarian because I want change. I don't want to obey these laws that said you have to get a vaccination. I don't want to take this shot of that's untested flu. So I'm going to consider myself a barbarian. And if we all work together with the time that we have to spare, with the ideas, with the talent, if we all come together, we can create a program that is an alternative, maybe even a complement, to what is there now. I think we could get the government's retraining program. I think we could get people money to take these professional classes, and I just think it's incredible the idea, the motivation for people to come together and want to make a difference. We talked on Rumor Mill News and the Kevin Trudeau Show both about forming a network, maybe even an underground network that we would be doing to get people together. I just got an email yesterday. It was from Kathy, and by way of Rose, who sent information out that thinks that this swine flu was just the beginning, was just a trial run. And so they're thinking that they want to get a group together to take one of our courses, probably the one about swine flu, so that if they try to run something by us again like this, we will have already set up little groups in every community so that if we're hit with something, chemtrails or whatever, vocal files from all over can be sent into us and we can decode it and see what we've been hit with and get that information back to the community leaders in just a few hours. So if any of you want to be part of that, please write my personal email. That's the Sherry on Air@gmail.com. Okay, I really want to get on with the loving part of the show. And I asked the question in chat, what is love? Now, I have pondered that for years. My husband and I just celebrated our 40th anniversary, so we've been together a long time, but I have not understood for a long time what love is. What does it mean? I wrote an article called The Love Challenge, and it says, and I looked at this because I looked at love communication. I said, there's two kinds of loving someone. One kind where you'll lie and steal and cheat and create a personality for your partner to love, because what you're really doing is covering up who you are. If you have to lie, you're covering up who you really are. The dress didn't cost $50. I got it on sale for $20. That's a lie. Covering up from your partner who you really are. So if you're doing that, if you're lying and cheating and whatever to keep somebody loving you, that's your intent. You want them to love you. And you created this false relationship. There's another kind of love in which you will tell them everything. Anything they need to know that's pertinent to your relationship. Because you care enough about them to want them to know the truth and to make decisions based on the truth, the absolute truth. So I've been working on this, and I think I've come up with a definition of what love is. And to me, somebody's giving me a message here, says my audio is really, really low. Let me see if I can turn that up. Oh, it's turned up as high as it will go, but thank you, Radine. Is the microphone pointed at you? Yes, I am. I will try to speak up more. Okay. I think for me, and it's probably different for everybody, that really loving somebody is that you will forgive them anything. You will try to see what their learning is on the planet. Now, it doesn't mean you have to stay with them, but you will love them no matter what is the issue. And that definition for me works. This stuff about, this happened in the office. This woman was talking to her husband who was having an affair, and she was very upset with him. But at the end of the conversation, he said, or she said to him, "Love you, bye." And I'm like, that is so shallow. What is she saying to him? If she's mad at him, why say love you, bye? And I finally got it, that she can love him as a person, but not necessarily love him as a partner and a father to her kids all at the same time. So I think love needs to be something that is real, not just a feeling, but an action, something that you don't expect a return on. And if you go to chat, Radine has put some things up here. Love equals living one vibrational energy. Does it mean living as one, or? Lots of things going on in the chat. I'd like to read to you something from the Velveteen Rabbit about being real, because I think you have to be authentic to yourself and know who you are before you start loving someone else. "What's real?" asked the rabbit one day when they were lying side by side near the nursery fender before Nana came to tidy the room. Nana's the nurse. "Does it mean having things that buzz inside and a stick-out handle?" "Real isn't how you're made," said the skin horse. That was another toy. "It's a thing that happens to you when a child loves you for a long, long time, not just to play with, but really loves you. Then you become real." So this is a conversation between two toys. "Does it hurt?" said the rabbit. "Sometimes," said the skin horse, for he was always truthful. "But when you're real, you don't mind being hurt." "Well, does it happen all at once, like being wound up," he said, or bit by bit?" "It doesn't happen all at once," said the skin horse. "You become. It takes a long time. That's why it doesn't often happen to people who break easily or have sharp edges or who have to be carefully kept. Because generally, by the time you're real, most of your hair have been loved off, and your eyes drop out, and you get loose in the joints, and you look very, very shabby. But those things don't matter at all, because once you're real, you can't be ugly, except to people who don't understand." That, to me, is incredible. And it's from a children's book, The Velveteen Rabbit. I just think it's beyond words for me what that really says. I'm having to watch several things at once. We have asked listeners to call in, and Radine and her partner have agreed to do that. I'm going to open her mic in just a few minutes. We're going to take some samples of her voice and her partner's voice and look at them together to see what's going on. Okay, Radine, I am opening your mic. Radine, you're on the air. Radine, you're on the air. Can you hear us?
I can certainly hear you, but I have to turn down my speakers in order to be able to...
Okay. What intrigues you about wanting to know how compatible you and your partner is? are. I just figured out what's the matter with my volume here. I had punched the speaker button. That's terrible that I would do that. Now it's really different.
Yes,
okay,
sounds better.
Radine, you'll need to talk about your partner. Your name is R-A-D-I-N-E.
Yeah, that's true. And let me switch it back to my headset. I was trying to leave it so that he could hear at the same time, but it's not going to be the best sound for you, so I'll switch that back. I've been very glad in watching what you've shared for a couple of years now, and always interested in sound and healing, etc.
So well, hold on. Let's get all of this on the voice. I won't be able to hear what you're saying. Well, maybe
okay.
I will. But go ahead and talk about your partner, and I'll come back to you when we have 500 hits.
Okay.
Go.
Well, okay. My story with Red and I is a wonderful sound story because we met via the radio. I was working a morning show new to the area in Eureka, California on KXGO, and I got this great call one morning that said, you know, you're the best thing to happen to morning since coffee. Then he calls me back about a half an hour later, and he says, I take that back. You're the best thing to happen to mornings, period. And so I know I'm sort of telling a story and maybe talking in my exact normal voice, but if you've got a little bit of me, then it might help. Let me know when you're done. But otherwise, I am Radine, and Red is my partner, and he is here for the match. And we thank you, Sherry. Happy Valentine's Day. Love, love, love.
Okay, got it.
Cool.
The computer program automatically stopped. Are you on a cell phone?
No, it is Skype, though.
Oh, we're only getting a lot of A-sharp, some little notes across, but A-sharp. And it says you're the kind of person who wants spirituality in all that you do. You take your self-worth from what you accomplish. But I'm not getting a
lot
of
I thought it would be better if I could send you an MP3. I'm surprised you try it over this way at all.
Well, Skype's not the best.
No. Not for full vocal.
All of this in.
Okay. And I don't know if we're being able to be heard at about the same level in the chat room. Talk to me, Guy. You could let us know, maybe.
A-sharp is your highest note. A-sharp is an Aquarian kind of frequency. It means spirituality. It means paying attention to things that are not really there. It means wanting to know why things happen and investigating things now as how it pertains to your future, how you can build on it. So I'm going to punch this open, and it says, you think that feeding the mind is just as important as feeding the body. You're aware of how painful thoughtless words can be. Your reputation is important. You go to great lengths to protect it. You're a natural leader, but sometimes get stuck with more than your share of the work. You can be hard on yourself, taking blame or responsibility needlessly. You wish someone could understand you without demanding a lot of conversation. Is any of that you?
Oh, quite a bit. And I love that it goes to the sharp rather than saying it's a B flat.
Well, this is a convention that we use with A sharp here. Now, I'm
cool.
going to make this a little squashed up here. And what's your partner's name?
That's Red, and I'll hand him the headset.
Is it just R-E-D?
Yep.
Okay.
He goes by Rich. Oh, I mean, he goes by Red, yes. His name is Rich, but back and forth. Here you go. What are you saying you don't?
I don't think that mic is so sensitive that you can't have the speakers on.
Okay, here.
Red, how did she talk you into this?
Barely.
It sounds like you guys get along well anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So can you talk to me so I can get 500 hits? And just talk to me about her. I don't know exactly what she talked about because I wasn't able to hear her as it went through the computer. I could hear it. Maybe you guys could, but I couldn't hear it. Okay. Let's go.
Oh,
Start talking, and I'll come back to you and tell you when.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to say. I don't usually do stuff like this, but that's okay. She says I should just talk to her then. As soon as I get a microphone in front of my face, I don't know a thing to say, and most of the time people tell me I don't know when to shut up. But I don't do microphones most of the time. But anyway, really all I have to talk about is Radine. She's wonderful and about the sweetest person I've ever met. And very, very lucky to have found her.
Okay, the computer stopped it. There must not have been enough talking going on. It stopped it at 187 hits. But your main note comes up, D. And the D notes are the willingness to help other people. It's almost a little red hen kind of person that you'll help and help and help and help, even if it hurts you. But you also have a high F note, and if you downloaded this little program that we put up, you could see this. And F sharp is male sexuality. How personal can I get here?
As personal as you want. That's it. Yeah.
He's not going to talk about it. So F and F sharp is unbalanced in your chart. So we need to look at that. I would invite you to call in. We have a program called the Sex Factors. And I think what you lack, just by looking at this, is maybe some arginine. So that might be what's causing this slight imbalance. Maybe a back issue if it's not the arginine. And C and C sharp is the female sexuality. And when you talk about Nadine, there's a lot of that there at the same time you're talking about caring. It talks about spontaneousness. Your hormone levels are high, though, all at the same time. And she has incredibly high A sharp, and you have none. So together you make one whole person. If I would overlay this, you could see that together you have all the notes except the note of B. And B deals with circulation and venturing out as a pair to help the universe. So, but you guys are only talking about each other, right? So it just may be
at this point, yeah. At this point, that's probably what we were doing, was mostly talking about each other. So yeah, that's interesting. I do want to go ahead. I haven't run the program for the two of us, and then send you the results too, and see and compared to what we get on via the web and Skype interpreting.
Well, sometimes it's really hard to talk about something like this in public. And he must have been hesitating for the computer to stop it. But what it says about him, you challenge the opinions of others for good reason. Others see you as having leadership potential but may resent you for the same reason. Your highest notes are associated with the expression of self-approval and self-worth. You teach by your actions. You can get great satisfaction out of being able to help others and correct their mistakes. You know, you share this. You wish someone would understand you without demanding a lot of conversation. And it's hard for you to understand why people take your peaceful nature as being an easy target. So looking at what you have alike on your chart is really important once you bring this down. I'll send this to you right after the show. And you
Thank
guys
you.
Can look at it on your own. How's that? Do you have any questions?
Let's see here. Yeah, he says that, yeah, that sounds pretty right on. We are, he had recently been diagnosed with a high blood pressure, but then now having changed situations, taken himself back off of the meds, and so that would be something I would be interested in. And I don't know exactly what the arginine supplement might be, if that would be helpful.
Just go online.
Okay.
And it's an amino acid.
Okay.
There's some really good food-based amino acids. URI is one. URI International. I think they just changed their name to Nourish. Nature Sunshine has some really good food-based nutrients. So any of those that contain the arginine. And one of the things I like about both of those companies is the nutrients are balanced in what's going on. Tommy Priakas was supposed to join us, so I just want to make a little note to him, and I'll come back to you, Rady.
Okay.
Tommy, if you are in the queue here, is that you raising your hand? Let me see if this is Tommy.
Hello?
Hello. It doesn't say
Hi.
You're on the air. Oh, there it is. Oh, thanks for joining us, Tommy. Hold on just a second. Radine, when you guys do your compatibilities, and you can call in and have it done if you'd like, but since Red seems a little reluctant to talk to the public, he likes helping other people, but he doesn't like people getting into his stuff that he doesn't want them into. So let us know what happens, but that A sharp, both of you seek to know what makes other people tick, and that's a constant in your relationship that you feed off each other. So I'm going to save these, but I will send you copies of it. And if you have
any other
questions as you go along, just speak up or just raise your hand again, okay?
Okay, perfect.
That was good of them to call in. Tommy.
Yeah.
Did you hear our love potion number 9?
No, I didn't. I was occupied with something else at the moment. But I got to tune in right at the beginning of or midway through Radine and Red's little segment there. Very interesting. Yeah.
Tommy, when you compose music, do you think about the feelings of the music first?
Well, I think whatever feeling comes out is I guess it's going to be about a. I don't really have anything specific in mind, just whatever I might be feeling at the moment. Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's the main impetus for the song to start coming out.
You just kind of let go and let intuition fall out your fingers and create this wonderful music that you do?
Yeah. It's just kind of I just trust in whatever's going to come out is going to be, just let it be. Whatever, sort of let it have its way.
Well, we played Love Potion number 9. We usually play your music at the beginning, but we played Love Potion number 9, a song I love.
Well, that's a good one for today, isn't it? We got
yes. But I looked at the song itself.
Yeah.
And it was mainly the notes of E, and the notes of B, and the notes of E is talking. It had very little to do with sexuality and sensuality. Give you guys out there a couple minutes to get a pencil and paper, because I'm going to give you some information about the sounds that cause people to be more sexual or not. And what kind of sex do you want is going to depend on what kind of music you're going to play, which is kind of neat. What do you think about Ravel's Bolero?
I don't know. To me, it seems like it's very repetitive. I don't know how it ever got this, I guess because of the movie 10, that it got this sort of a seductive sort of connotation with it.
So you don't particularly like the music of it?
I'm not too fond of it, I guess because it just seems like it goes on for a long time. But that could be just my impatient nature. I don't know. Or just my AD self talking.
Let's play a little bit of it, not much, just a little bit, so people can hear what's going on with it. I'm going to have to turn
my... I'm not even sure what key that's in, but I can check that out for you if you don't have it.
I think we have it here if it would just play. I'll be working on my mic here as we go on. Thank you. I was looking for songs to make love by, and uh-huh. Boleros, Ravel's Bolero seems to have that reputation. It's almost like building up, almost climactic. But I started looking at the sound within it, and the predominant sound is a note of C, female sexuality. And then the next dominant sound is F sharp, carrying out male sexuality. So there's something in the sounds of that song that is stimulating people somehow. You know, there's a lot of things out there. Chocolate. We take chocolate to our lovers. You know why? It is filled with something called phenethylamine. And that causes, it's a biochemical, and it causes the feelings of infatuation, creates feelings of euphoria, but also uncertainty, and it results in desire in chocolate, and the darker, the better. And this is, I was trying to find, it's a note of, it's a really low A and a high B, which means it's kind of right between A and B, which probably is going to be an A sharp, the one that Nadine had. I'm looking on my papers here because I can't remember all of this stuff. But the
B flat is Nadine was saying.
And it speeds up the reactions of nerve cells. Now, as much as biochemistry has a part here, I also think, you know, a lot of it's between your ears. But it causes euphoria at a very low level. So take your potential partner some dark chocolate and see what's happening.
So are we, you want to say what note we're talking about here? Or?
Yes, go ahead, since you're the music person.
Well, you mean talking about G? I'm confused here.
I did not put down what note that was. It's the note. It's a note of B, as I'm looking in my computer program here. So the note of B.
I thought you were talking about the thing in chocolate that's going to really get the euphoric.
Yeah, it says it's the note of B. Do you have some other information?
Oh, I was thinking maybe of G. That's kind of a happy key, a happy note for some folks.
Oh, Tommy, is that because it's your note?
No.
It's not your note?
No.
I love chocolate.
Oh. Well, anyway, well, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm just kind of interrupting the flow here.
No problem. The note of B that deals with this euphoria and would really make your partner high and ready results. Desire. It gives some foods to avoid if you want this methyl or phenethylamine to be high. And sometimes I don't understand this because the very first thing is alcoholic beverages should be avoided. County wine and vermouth in particular. And one of them is banana peels. Like, who would eat a banana peel anyway? Bean curd. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I said only monkeys eat the whole thing, banana and all, peel and all, I mean.
And they're very sexual from what you see at the zoo. So bean pods, cheese, fish, ginseng, meat, sausage, sauerkraut, shrimp, and soup, particularly miso soup. So it says to avoid all of those things while you're also feeding your partner chocolate at the same time. So it really is true, you know, take them chocolate and how did we know that as a race? Did it just kind of turn up?
Gosh.
Can you think of any love songs with those notes of B in it?
I was looking through Wikipedia and it does say that the C major is pretty dominant or pretty prevalent in Bolero. So you're mentioned about the female aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The women's sexuality is based on C and C sharp, men on F and F sharp. So, but this is usually a physical reaction. So guys, if you just want a one-night stand and you just want a physical reaction, go find somebody with a lot of C and C sharp in their voice. And women, if you just want a physical reaction from your male partner, F and F sharp. So go for it. Now, if you want commitment, if you want bonding, we're going to look at the note of oxytocin, which is also a note of B, but it's a little sharp. You know, there's a note of B, and then you can get sharp and you can get flat. Look at it like a flat tire for you non-music people. A flat B is a B that doesn't have all of its air in it, sort of kind of thing. But for women who want commitment in a relationship, there are four colors in these charts. Pick the green guy. Even though reds was very spontaneous, I think it was a little bit of apprehensiveness. So if you want a long-term relationship, get somebody who has his chart in green in the note of B. Another one is dopamine is a precursor to blood vessel engorgement. So I said that politely, and it's the note of D sharp. So if there's erectile dysfunction, it's probably around that note of D sharp. Also, in Red's case, it said there's a blood pressure issue, and that is the note of F sharp. And he had high F, but no F sharp. And it's about ephedrine and norepinephrine, which can cause problems with blood pressure. And it can sometimes trigger hostility and irritability about what's going on.
Sherry, is there any key color that we need to look for in the nano voice with those? With the dopamine, or with that
D sharp.
Yeah,
D sharp
the
is
color.
The dopamine, and
the color. Do we need to? I was asking about the color.
Oh, that's good. The more blue there is in a chart, the more emotion is involved, and the more greens in the chart, the more long term that's involved. The more red is either they're apprehensive about what's going on, they're reactive, and when there's a lot of yellow in the chart, they're thinking about it. A movie might turn them on if there's a lot of yellow. An activity would turn them on if there's a lot of green. And just emotions would turn them on if there's a lot of blue going on. And the red guy is usually there for the moment. I couldn't find a way to say that politely. Just there for the moment. So serotonin is also involved. It's a potent vasoconstrictor and creates that high nervous tension right before a climax. And women with high serotonin tend to be insatiable physically, sexually. And that high serotonin, that note's F, I do believe, an early F. So you might want to play serotonin. Another thing, well, it would be music in the note of F. Another thing that will enhance women's response, and doesn't tend to be the same with men, but histidine, which is an amino acid that you can purchase, but it makes women very, very sensitive and reactive. But they'll be sensitive and reactive a lot of the time, not just during lovemaking. So you have to be careful there if you don't want any leftover residue of what's happening. Dopamine, I gave you that one already. That's the note of D-sharp. Oxytocin, this is the bonding chemical. So a blue note of B would be a high bonding person. And some of these are counteracting each other because it said about them, phenylethylamine, that you shouldn't eat cheese, but for the oxytocin, it says to eat cheese. So I guess you just have to kind of test and see what's going on. I'd just opt for the chocolate and go on.
Well, this sounds so much like, you know, how so many times our notes are individual for each person, and it's almost like foods are the same way in some respects. I'm just saying that we always have to kind of consider the fact about how individuality of these sounds are for us. And that's one of the beauties about bioacoustics is we get to see the feedback from that, how which note is really affecting you.
Yes. And do you, if somebody wanted to bring their relationship closer, Tommy, could you write music for them?
Yes, but I would need the nano voice.
Okay. You would need their reports, and then you could write music. How do they get in touch with you?
They can email me. I haven't set up my website yet, but it's Tommy. I'll give them an easier email because it's just, I'll just make it the TAP email.
Okay.
TAP at S as in Sam, EARK.net.
And they could talk to you about having their
submitting phone. Either a WAV file or something, or something I could run that through the Nano Voice and maybe compose a piece for them.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. We should have done that for our 40th anniversary we just celebrated.
Oh.
And music for us. So we're out of time, guys. If you haven't downloaded the Nano, it's nanovoice.org. That's what we've been talking about all through this session that we're doing. And if you want any of the articles, just write to me, sherryonair@gmail.com. Keep sending in the questions. I think we got a lot of information out of those questions. So with what we started with, so can you entice someone into loving you? Yes, you likely could by tuning them to like your sounds. But wouldn't you rather have someone love you on your own without all of that manipulation? I believe that we live in a world of energy and that we each are a piece of that energy and that we each have a matching piece or a matching set somewhere. And if you listen and respond in integrity of who you are, those people who belong with you and you with them, we'll seek and find each other. This is Sound Health Options. Thank you for listening. I am going to stay with the chat and see what is going on there, but I really need to do an official signing off. I'm going to sign off with Tommy's music. Thank you, Tommy, for being with us. Thank all of you. I'm sorry we had to pull you out of a lot of other engagements. We need to have a whole show with you about sound and what's going on with it.
Well, I look forward.
I keep interrupting you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's what I said. I just look forward to doing a show with you and not me having to come in halfway through. I apologize for that.
We've got a couple of minutes here. Let's go to that and see what's really going on. Talking builds serotonin, talk to me, guys, then. Okay, we also have some foods that help serotonin. Let's see, we got 60 seconds here. Let's see if I can get to these foods that help with serotonin. Dates, papaya, banana. Things that reduce serotonin are whole wheat and rye bread. Serotonin also has an effect on appetite, sleep, metabolism. But we could check this. If you go to Nutrisounds.com, you can sign up. We'll run you through the sex factors and see what's really going on. Other things here. I'm looking at the chat now. We're going to sign off, and I'll stay with the chat just a few minutes. There's not really questions there. Okay, we have a question. We're kind of after hours here. We have a question from a caller from area 5, not area, last four digits, 5060. And Blog Talk has dropped us off.
I can still hear you, Sherry.
Oh, good. Well, I don't know what the other number is. So, are you the caller from 5060?
I am.
Okay. Did you have a question?
Well, my question really was... I'm Talk to Me Guy in the chat room, by the way. Really has to do with, regarding relationship, it feels like there's a part of me, I'm a serial monogamist. And
that's a good term.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I get to a certain place in a relationship and then something about it, for lack of a better description, falls apart.
Do you get bored?
No. Usually it's they either get bored or...
can you talk about it for about 2 minutes and let me see what I can come up with?
Sure. They either get... bored, I can't say exactly. Maybe in the relationship I was trying to work on recently, it could have been bored. The prior relationship...
What do you want me to put up here as a name?
Talk
to me,
guys. Richard.
Richard.
You can use Richard if you want. And I'm going to
bow out. You're going to talk about this. Nobody can hear. Well, maybe they can hear.
I don't hear you. I don't think anything's... No, I hear nothing on...
Okay, well, go ahead and talk.
But if they want to hear, they can hear.
Okay.
excuse me. The most recent relationship... Maybe she got bored. I think she has her own state of confusion going on. But mostly what I'm looking at is, since it seems to be a repeat pattern in me, I go through about around 9 to 10 year length relationships. And in the last about 9 year relationship...
Oh, I dropped the microphone.
You okay over there?
Yeah, I just... got to unwind myself here. I gotta
should
see.
I keep talking?
You know, I got it.
Okay.
I was coming back. Okay, I'm going to... Well, this is Richard on air. One of the things that I think society has a problem with is that when you've learned the lessons of a particular... relationship, it says you have to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, anyway, and now that we're kind of off the air, I can hear more of what's going on. Why do you have to say hello to old friends if you have nothing in common anymore and it's spent? Why do you have to stay with the same person if you've learned the lesson? Can you go back and look at each relationship? Are you learning the same lessons again and again? Or is it always something new?
That's an interesting question.
The main thing in your chart is high, high, long-term A-sharp and high, long-term G-sharp. And that means management of something useful. So go back and look, is this relationship still useful? You can still care about the person, but is it useful to your learning? Have you gone as far as you can? Radine is posting something here.
On Blog Talk? I didn't see anything. Oh, you may still be getting a feed that I'm not.
Okay. Well, I'll ask her if she can still hear us. But in this relationship... Well,
if she can't, it's okay if people can hear. So that's not an issue.
Okay. It says, just like Radine that had the A-sharp really high, you think that feeding the mind is just as important as feeding the body.
Yeah.
You're aware of how painful thoughtless words can be. You can be fussy about your physical space. It needs to satisfy you and no one else. Sometimes you spend a lot of energy trying to get even the smallest detail right. It's easy for you to see the faults in others, but don't know, always know how to get your point across politely. Your highest note is associated with an internal perspective of service to self versus humanitarian needs. The spirit of your inner core resides with your ability to take quiet time for yourself. Your highest note is also associated with the expression of physical prioritizing. Personal control over what happens in your physical domain resides with the note. It's also associated with the integration of appropriate perception and action. The ability to assess a situation quickly resides with this note. Your leadership ability is sometimes hampered by a lack of opportunity. You don't always express your sense of confusion to the appropriate person. You can sometimes do too much for others in the hopes of helping them change. You actively seek to bring spirit into your interactions with others. You have the ability to use words very creatively. You have the ability to inspire people with stories and demonstrations. As a natural leader, you sometimes get stuck with more than your share of the work. It's hard for you to understand why people take your peaceful nature as being an easy target. You can be very hard on yourself, sometimes taking blame needlessly. I will send this over to you if you give me your email address. Or do
sure.
I already have it?
You might. We, of course, well, let me give it, why don't I give it to you anyway? Or I could, do you want me to email it to you at sherryonair@gmail.com?
I'll give you my personal email address. That's
okay.
For the radio stuff.
Okay.
It's just sherryedwards@gmail.com.
Oh, very catchy. Okay. that's interesting. I think the, well, you have so many thoughts rolling through my brain because of the, well, actually, let me hold that thought and say that I think it's amusing that this is coming from somebody who's been in the same, you know, in a relationship for 40 years, that you have that interesting perspective of maybe you don't always need to be there once you've learned what you were supposed to learn in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, and it's not an argument. I'm just, that's just an observation of, you know, really
well,
interesting.
I have seen it in the counseling that I do when
right.
they don't have anything else to learn from that relationship. And our relationship has gone through a lot of stages as we teach each other things.
Oh, I bet.
Oh.
See, I think that the relationship that, as I say, I am still working on, my previous relationship of 9 years, I completely understand that I got all of I got out of everything out of that I could, and that we were done. That I understand. This current one that I'm working on.
Working on?
Trying to participate in.
Okay.
She's resistant more so than I. I'm also to throw into the mess, a fixed sign. So that when I am, and because I'm a serial monogamist, when I'm in relationship with somebody, I'm really in relationship with them. I'm not like wandering off and thinking, oh, this might be better, or that might be shinier over there. I'm really committed.
You're agreeing in relationships.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
In our terms, anyway.
Yeah. And are you familiar with Pam Oesley's work?
Yes, I love Pam's stuff. The color stuff?
Yes,
incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
we've had her on the show a couple of times, and
okay.
I was very
yeah,
fortunate to get her, to meet her when she was first starting out.
Yeah, in the very early days. Yeah, I've known Pam since the very early days, and yeah, I love Pam. I've done. You see, I do one of the things that the main thing that I do now is work with people doing audio work, meaning that I teach people how to do webcasts and webinars and teleclasses and seminars. And practitioners how to use the power of their voice on their sites.
Do you
so
smack them when
can...
they put the speaker sound on and try to do a show? Terrible.
I knew that was the problem, but I was having technical issues. I couldn't type in the chat room because I knew that the problem was that your audio, your microphone wasn't really on. You thought it was on because I know that acoustic sound. Yeah. Well, what I do a lot with practitioners or people who I run classes for is basically I set everything up so all they have to do is get on the phone and then I run everything for them. so they don't have to think about the technology. They just get to be the practitioner.
We have that at the office, but I'm doing this from home today because
right.
of all of the snow and ice. So
right, right.
That's probably why I fuddled everything up.
It's a lot to manage, you know. I think you do very well. So the high G, high A, getting
A
everything
sharp,
out.
A sharp, high G sharp,
A sharp,
high A sharp.
Okay.
It means A sharp is Aquarius energy, and G sharp is Sag energy.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So management of what's coming in to you is really important.
Yeah.
And seeing that everybody gets the best they can. The
yeah.
person that you have the lowest here, or the energy is F sharp, so that's going to be a Libra energy is the lowest.
Huh.
Well, D sharp is low. That is Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest mm-hmm. of them you have information in. D sharp is about oxygenation, about mothering, managing, well, all the Cancer qualities. Homebody
yeah.
kind of thing, but once everything okay with everybody, they tend to give up too much of themselves at the same time. And then
and
so does the Libra.
And you're saying that that is low in me? The D sharp is low?
It's totally missing. But
and
it could be
that
the
be because could that be because I overdo that or because I'm structurally depleted in that because I do that a lot with people?
Well, you may be seeking that energy.
Oh, okay.
The A-sharp is really tall, and so is the G-sharp. You got those stuff down. That's what you're doing right now. But
right.
you will seek it through these other notes that are missing.
Okay.
But as soon as I get the email from you, I will send it back.
Excellent. Great work. Really,
I'm not getting
work.
Anything left. It says Radiant left. What was the email address to sign up for class? Okay, class.
Oh, that was from me, yeah.
Oh, class at vocalprofiling.com.
Okay.
Or I can send the email on over to scheduling and they can get you in.
Okay, great.
How's that? And as soon as I get the email from you, I will...
Okay, I will do that shortly.
Okay.
I'm having a few challenges getting the Nano Voice to work on the Windows side of an Intel Macintosh. I have the software installed, but I'm having a hard time getting the microphone to work.
Get in touch with Tommy, because he helps people do this all the time.
Okay. Okay.
And it's TAP... at CERC, S-E-A-R-K, Southeastern Arkansas, .net.
Tap at S-E-R-K .net. Okay, great.
Yeah, Tommy A. Priyakas, tap.
Okay. I'm glad he abbreviates that. That's really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well.
I will email him. I will email you. Thank you very much. I love your work.
Oh, great. Thank you.
I think you're really great. I think it would be great to hear. I'd love to hear you and Lita because I had trained with Lita years ago when she was working with Ness Enzymes, learning her whole protocol, and I also used to do her lab work, not for her, but my own lab work when I was a Ness practitioner. And I think she's just such a, you know, brainiac. So to hear the two of you go at it would be a blast.
We will certainly get in touch with her and find out what's going on.
Yeah.
See if she'll be on the show.
That would be great.
Okay.
Well, thanks very much, Sherry. Have a great day.
We'll talk later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.